It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokins, and joining me today, I have Dr. Tim Riley. He's the director of the USU Eastern Museum here in Price. The prehistoric museum on Main Street is such a great treasure for Carbon County and the whole entire area that, you know, you need to get out and explore it and see the kinds of things that they've got going on there. And they've always got great exhibits and things up. So today we're going to talk for just a little moment about the exhibit that's going on right now. That's local artist Terry Willis. And apparently it's getting extended. We're going to talk about that. And while we're talking about extending things, they're extending the hours at the museum. We'll discuss that. We've been talking about a visitor center for Carbon County going in. It's getting closer. And then we've got gift shops, opportunities, and volunteer opportunities. That's really the great thing about the museum here in Price, is if this is something that you really like and want to get into, they are more than willing to let you come down and volunteer there. Dr. Riley, thank you so much for coming in today.
Sure thing, Dave. Thanks for having us.
Anytime. I love talking about the museum. It's one of my favorite places in the city to go. Now, let's start off with, first and foremost, how are things going at the museum?
Things are great. As you mentioned, we're focused on the paleontology and archaeology, specifically of eastern Utah. So when you come into the museum, you're going to see Native American artifacts and fossil specimens that are from eastern Utah. We live in a geological wonderland. We've got beautiful rock formations all around us, and we've got rock art and all these other evidence of past, both human cultures and past life. And we're happy to be able to share that with you and put it in a scientific context for the public here in Carbon County and all of our visitors from out of state.
And that feeds perfectly into the next thing we're going to talk about, is the exhibit that's going on right now with the Terry Willis exhibit. And what it is it's really a hands-on exhibit, and it's all about geological features from the area and kind of southwestern and southeastern Utah.
Right. It's chasing time. And one of the things you see artists talk about is chasing the light and the golden hour. And that's definitely true. You know, there's the best time for photography or for visualizing these beautiful hills as you drive home on our short evenings in the winter. If you're driving from Price to Helper, you can see the light off of the beautiful book cliffs behind Helper there. And it really does make the colors pop. But those colors aren't just anywhere. Those colors are here based on the rock formations we have in eastern Utah. So we decided to work with Terry Willis, who's a beautiful sort of photorealistic landscape painter, to use her art to talk about the science behind it, specifically the geology of the rocks that are pictured here. There's four main areas that are focused on. One is the Bryce Canyon area, one is the Moab area, one is the Green River area, and then the other area is part of the San Rafael Swell. So all basically right around here. So we've got her beautiful paintings of these landscapes in four quadrants, and then we've got a plinth down at the bottom with the formations and a figured painting of hers showing you what the rock formations are, what age they are, how they were formed. This was a windswept sand dune that the dinosaurs walked down on the edge of the Intercretaceous Seaway, things like that, and then some actual rock samples, and then there's also some handout that you can take with you about each of these areas so you can go out and explore on your own.
And as we've talked about it before, this is really, like you said, it's a hands-on experience. It's great for the entire family. You know, you've got the pictures and the formations and everything there, and then actual rocks that are found in that formation right there.
Right, absolutely. We have got the stacks of formations that are figured in the painting, one of the paintings from each of these, and then rocks from each of those formations right there on a plinth. And we were, as you said, extending this. It was going to come down in February, but we've had such a good response to it that we've decided to extend it through our early tourist season and our school tour season, so we can use it as a bigger educational resource. People love the exquisite beauty of eastern Utah, whether it's, you know, down in Arches or whether it's the Book Cliffs, the longest cliff face in the entire world. And we wanted to highlight the science behind that beauty.
So get in there to check that out. And to be able to do that, you guys have extended the hours at the museum.
Yeah, we absolutely have. Starting this February, we're expanding our hours. We started this as a trial run last summer. We started staying open till 7 on Thursdays in conjunction with the Peace Gardens Culture Connection that Price City puts on, their wonderful free concert series in the summer. They do their extended version in the winter about once a month in the Price City Auditorium right next to the museum. And we've decided to do that even further. We're actually going to be open till 7 p.m. Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays. And then we've added the one day of the week we weren't open was Sunday, and we've now added that. So moving forward, the museum will only be closed 5 days a year. It'll be closed on Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day. Other than that, we're open till at least 5 every day. We'd love for you to come down. And then we wanted to add some evening hours so that those of you who perhaps work 9 to 5 and can't come down during our regular hours during the week would have some evenings where you could come out and maybe come visit the museum and then go get dinner at Mecca or at a Juniper, or, you know, drive a little further away and get it at one of our other fabulous local restaurants, or, you know, or vice versa, go get dinner, an early dinner, and then come in, because we'll be open till 7 on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays.
And it's a great, great asset to the community. We talk about that all the time. Now, as another great asset to the community, and we've been talking about this for a while, it's the visitor center for the county is actually going to be moving into the museum, and we're getting closer, and we're hoping that that'll be ready for the tourist season this year.
Yeah, that is correct. This is a collaboration between Price City, the Carbon County Tourism Office, and also USU. And final renderings and plans are all approved and in place. The electrical and the Ethernet's been wired up and is ready to go. So it's just going to be a little bit of time to get the panels fabricated and installed on the walls. And then there will be a visitor center. It'll be self-serve during most of the week. And then on Friday evenings through Saturday and Sunday, there will actually be a visitor center staff member there to answer your questions. So if you have questions about where to go eat, where can I go disperse camping on BLM land, that person will be able to help you.
So it'll really be one-stop shopping, so to speak.
Right, absolutely. We wanted to make it easier for people to find the visitor center and get that type of information they might get, whether it's the rack cards and brochures that will be available there, or just somebody to ask questions about how to best explore and visit the Castle Valley area.
All right. And then another great thing that you guys are saying, you said you were guys were doing, is kind of expanding your gift shop collection a little bit.
Yeah, we're sort of going back and thinking a little bit more about how the gift shop reflects on our mission of exploring and educating people about the paleontology, geology, and archaeology of eastern Utah. And so we've gone through and we've added a bunch of the seminal books. If you're interested in rock art or geology, well, you know, you'll hear somebody like me say, Utah is the most geologically diverse state of the contiguous 48. Well, what does that mean? And what does that mean in terms of the geological evolution, specifically of the Colorado Plateau? Why are all these fossils found on the Colorado Plateau? How do dinosaur trackways form? We'll now have books that address all of those things. We have an expanded kids book section. You can learn all about animal scat and how you can use that to explore the animals in your environment that you might not always see, like bobcats or even mountain lion, if you're so lucky. But we've also continued to expand our gift selection to be explicitly related to the geology, paleontology, and archaeology of eastern Utah.
Even better. And then we'll wrap up here really quickly with volunteer opportunities. You know, the museum, we've talked about it in the past, the museum has a staff, but it's really not complete without the volunteers. So let's talk about some of the volunteer opportunities that you guys have coming up and how they can get themselves involved in those.
Yeah, absolutely. As you say, we have a staff. You know, we've got PhD and master's level scientists and other technical staff at the museum, but we've also rely heavily on community volunteers, and that's for nearly every aspect. It's everything from having USU students doing their independent research projects in paleontology or archaeology. You know, if you were a biology student at USU and you wanted to do something on pathology of bones and anatomy, we're happy to help you with that. It's also having high school students and middle school students do science fair projects within the collections. We're happy to try and work out a project that will address your interests and accommodate that. We've actually had some really good luck lately with high school science fair projects that have won internationals in the science fair, and that young lady is now gone on and is pursuing a career in archaeology up at University of Utah. But there's also just broadly community volunteer opportunities. And these might be things like helping in the lab, helping use air scribes and other hand tools to prep out bones from the rocks that surround them, helping in the field, helping excavate archaeological sites or paleontological sites, helping in collections with counting and inventorying and going through the boxes to make sure everything is where it's supposed to be, and even perhaps helping refit pottery and other things together. There's also other opportunities in terms of public-facing opportunities, you know, perhaps guiding tours or being there for some of our public days, helping with activities geared mostly to children or maybe the child in all of us. But so there's lots of opportunities. If you're interested in the paleontology, geology, archaeology, or even history of eastern Utah, we'd be happy to have you come down and talk with one of us about how you can get your volunteering needs met.
And whatever you want to do, they can probably find an avenue to help you down there and that you can help out the museum here in Price. Dr. Riley, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in this morning and talk to us. We really appreciate the time.
Yep, Dave, it's always a pleasure.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.